Clear Thinking by Mike George. The Heart of Relationships. The Restoration of Love. Part 1 of 3. Relationship is the giving and receiving of energy in the form of love, light, and power. In every relationship, every interaction is an exchange, and every exchange is energetic. The highest currency of exchange is love. But what is love? It is an invisible energy, a constant, radiant energy that emanates from the heart of every human soul. And wherever it moves and whatever it touches, it creates and sustains unity. If it does not, it is not love. If there is disunity at any level, it means love is absent. Love is blocked. Love is distorted. Love is temporarily lost. The personal. Love is personal and interpersonal. At a personal level, love is present and unifying when there is a clear sense of our true self and there is a wholeness and completeness that is felt within the self. Underlying that sense of wholeness will be an undisturbable peace. This is now rare with many people. More common is a fragmented sense of self with many voices of many selves internally creating the noise of many thoughts and emotions pulling in different directions. These voices are the voices of many selves, many identities based on the form, position, race, profession, nationality, negative self-image, low esteem, etc. This disintegration of the self is the cause of our inability to love and feel love for ourself. The disintegration and fragmentation of identity results in the absence of integrity or integratedness. Love is distorted, polluted, and diluted by this inner fragmentation. Love is lost to our feelings. We cannot feel love within our disintegrated consciousness, so we cannot give love to others. When we don't feel love within ourselves, we look for love from others. To heal the disintegration and fragmentation of ourself, it is necessary to restore our wholeness and completeness, and therefore unify our sense of self around our singular and true identity as a spiritual being. This requires the transcending of all the many false identities and therefore silencing their demands and their voices. This inner sense of singularity, of integratedness, then allows the power of love to emanate from our heart without distortion and in its most concentrated form. The method of restoration and reintegration is to sit quietly and to see and realize all the false identities we create. Shh, the sounds of all the other harsh voices, the uncontrolled fearful thinking, and rediscover the peace that lies at the heart of our own true self. Only then can our natural loving radiance emanate from our heart and into our relationships. The interpersonal. Stress is simply the absence of love in relationship. Where love is absent, fear and anger will be present in some form. And stress at an emotional level is fear or anger. They are the antithesis of love. The exchange of either of these emotions, overtly or subtly, in any relationship means there is a breakdown, a disintegration of the bond, a break of the union between two people or between two groups of people. This can only happen when we want something from the other. We either want them to do or be something, and when they do not do or be what we want, we distort the energy of our heart, the energy of love, into anger and fear. The only solution is to want nothing of others and to accept them as they are. Only then we can restore the bond of love and reunify the relationship. And why do we want something? Why do we want anything from another? Because we are still under the illusion that they can make us happy. You know that is an illusion, don't you? And solution? Give, don't want. If you give and still want, it's not giving, it's needing. And love has only one need, to give of itself. Now, look out at the world and what do you see? A world bereft of love, disintegrated by 1,000 different identities, factions, groups, races, religions, etc. Hence, the raging conflict reported every day. Can you do anything about that? Can you make people love? Can you force people to unite and be loving? If you leave your armchair, you may scratch the surface of one or two conflicts at a minor level somewhere in the world. Otherwise, there is nothing you can do except heal yourself. Reintegrate all the fragments of yourself. Restore your capacity to be and give love. That is almost all you can do. And as you do, you may inspire, lead, show others how they can do the same. So, what will you do? Rage against a loveless world? Or heal the heart of yourself? Sounds tough. Sounds like a tall order. But love is tough and yet gentle. And only love stands tall without wanting attention for itself. Ask a question to yourself. In which two relationships in your life do you find disunity, disharmony, an absence of love? And why do you think that is? What is it that you want and are not getting in those relationships? Ask this question to yourself. Reflect your answers. Reflections? Love wants nothing and gives everything. Love is not heated passion. It is coolness. Love is not letting go, as it does not attach to anything in the first place. Once you have reflected, take an action. Create three ways you can or you will act to restore unity in your relationships this week. What, with whom, where, and when? This was about love. Next time, you will listen about light. You are listening Clear Thinking by Mike George. And this is Om Shanti Radio, the voice of peace.